Welcome to Nale Yoga, the podcast with yoga nidra journeys for deep rest and more. I am Ruthie Eisenberg, and I'm glad to be here with you. Before we begin, please take a moment to hit the follow or subscribe button to help this podcast grow, in case you might fall asleep before the end of this practice. And now, let's get started. Please lay down on your back with your spine in complete alignment. Your feet can be slightly apart, or rest your arms loosely by your sides with the palms of your hands facing the sky. Tilt your forehead slightly so that you elongate the back of the neck. Arrange yourself in symmetry and stability so that you can rest here in stillness for a while. Today's practice invites you to welcome the new moon of the month of Nisan of the Hebrew lunar calendar, which is connected to the sign of Aries. The new moon is a time for nurturing new beginnings and the potential for growth. As Nisan marks the first month of the lunar calendar, it presents an ideal opportunity to plant seeds of positivity and that can shape the rest of your year. In the Torah, it is stated, "Let this new moon be the first of all new moons and the new moon of the year." According to the teachings of the 16th century Kabbalist, the Arizal, the initial 12 days of this month are particularly auspicious for setting intentions through meditation and consciousness expanding experiences, which influence all the months of the year ahead. This is a spiritually significant time to set new goals, offer prayers, and set out your intentions into the universe. In fact, at the heart of the Yoga Nidra practice is your intention, your kavana in Hebrew, or sankalpa in Sanskrit. You plant it in the beginning of the practice and irrigate it at the end. Your intention is something that no one else can ever take away from you. It is yours and only yours, and it has the power to reshape deep unconscious patterning and to steer your life in the direction that you choose. From the twilight realm between sleep and wakefulness, let your intention unfold as we journey through the sheaths of consciousness, from your body to the breath, to the mind, the wisdom intellect, and your transcendent soul. Make any adjustments you need as you yield to the surface beneath you in complete stillness. In this space, all is welcome just as it is, and you are welcome here just as you are. I now invite you to close your eyes and keep them closed for the duration of this practice. Allow yourself to rest under the safety of darkness, knowing that you are in a comfortable place of your own choosing, and I will remain connected to you through my voice. If you choose to consciously witness your journey through the sheaths of consciousness, it's recommended to stay awake. However, if your goal is to fall asleep, or if you're feeling tired, then let yourself surrender into a restful, deep sleep and allow the practice to work on you on the unconscious level. And the only thing you have to do here is make a commitment to be still and follow my voice. And if your mind leads you in other directions, just return to my voice at any time. And the practice of Yoga Nidra begins now. Sense the vibrations of the air over your skin and sense the surface beneath you. Follow the cycles of your breath, and just as they are, without changing anything. Let the breath guide you like the tail of a comet. Feel the air rising from the tailbone up the spinal cord to the crown of your head and traveling down the center line of the face and chest to the pelvic floor. And just breathe in this cyclical way. On your inhale, ascending from the tailbone to the crown. And on your exhale, descending back down to the pelvic floor. Allow the edges of your body to relax. Allow the contours of your face to soften and the muscles behind your eyes to let go of any tension or stress. In your mind's eye, visualize the white pearl by the water's edge. A white pearl by the water's edge. You are exactly where you need to be. On your next inhale, shift your awareness inward and upward to the space between your eyes. And let your awareness rest here as the seed of your intention materializes in your mind's eye. And this is your kavana, your sankalpa. It is your resolve, your wish, or your prayer, your quest in life that speaks to what drives you most from the core of your being. Your intention can be a short, positive, simple statement in the present tense, starting with I am. No one can tell you what your intention should be. But if you're still unsure of your intention, you can try out some of these phrases to give you some general ideas. I am at peace. I am growing and evolving. I am safe. I am free. I am in alignment with myself and the world. I am receptive to the gifts of new beginnings. Or just simply, I am here. Hineni. Say your intention to yourself 3 times in the present tense with feeling. I am. Your intention has been planted. It will return to you at the end of this practice to be nurtured throughout your life. For now, let it go and bring awareness back to your breath, riding in cycles from the tailbone to the crown of your head on your inhales and exhaling down to the pelvic floor. We now enter the sheath of the body by beginning the rotation of consciousness. I'm going to bring awareness to different parts of the body in rapid succession. I'm going to name different parts, and I invite you to say each part in your mind and simultaneously feel that part in your body. Now let's begin. Bring awareness to your tailbone. Your tailbone. From your tailbone, let your awareness lead you through the curve of the lumbar spine all the way up to the arc of the cervical spine at the neck. Continue following through the midline of the back of the head to the crown of the head, sloping down to the forehead and the eyebrows and the orbs of the eyes and the eyeballs and the eyelids and the nose and the tip of the nose, and the air going through the nostrils, connecting to the ears, and the mountainous terrain of the ear grooves, and the cheekbones, awareness of the sides of the face, the jaw, the chin, the mouth, the upper lip, the lower lip, the teeth, the gums, the palate, the tongue. Awareness of the throat, traveling down to the chest, and the heart beating. Notice your heartbeat, and the sternum, and the ribs, and the lungs expanding behind the rib cage. And the abdomen, and the navel, and the pelvic region. Shift awareness to the front of the right hip, and the thigh, and the kneecap, and descending down to the right foot, right big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe, all five toes on the right foot. And the heel ascending to the back of the right leg, up to the right glute, and the right side body, and the armpit, wrapping around to the right shoulder, and down the right arm, and the elbow, and the right hand thumb, second finger, third finger, fourth finger, fifth finger, the entire right hand. Awareness shifts to the left hand, left hand thumb, second finger, third finger, fourth finger, fifth finger, and the entire left hand. The elbow, the shoulder, wrapping down to the armpit, and the left side body, and the left glute, and the back of the left leg, traveling down to the heel, and the toes, and the big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe, all five toes on the left foot. Awareness shifts up the front of the left foot to the kneecap, the thigh, the hip, and the perineum. Both legs together. Now bring awareness to both arms together. Now just the back of the body. Now just the front of the body. Now just the right side. Now just the left side. Now just the head. And now the whole body together. And the whole body together. And the whole body together. And just feel the whole body in complete stillness. Transitioning to the sheath of the breath, let's return to your breathing, observing the cycles of your breath as they circulate naturally. No need to change anything here. Just observe for a while how the breath travels through your body, rotating between the inhales and the exhales. On your next inhale, let your breath rise up from the tailbone to the crown of your head. And on your exhale, let it descend through the front of the body down to the pelvic floor. Keep following this breathing cycle while counting backwards from 31 to 1 in the following manner. Inhale, breath rises from the tailbone to the crown. Exhale, breath descends through the front of the body from the crown to the pelvic floor. 31. Inhale, breath rises from the tailbone to the crown. Exhale, breath descends from the crown to the pelvic floor. 30. Inhale, breath rises to the crown. Exhale, breath descends from the crown to the pelvic floor. 29. Now count on your own until you reach 1. And if you make a mistake, just go ahead and return to 31. Wherever you are in your breathing, you can stop counting as we transition to the sheath of the mind with awareness of opposites. Here, I will invite you to learn from yourself how you experience polarities. Whether these experiences are pleasant or unpleasant, just notice how the words affect you from a place of neutrality. Now let's begin. Sense where you're feeling brightness in your body. Sense any areas of brightness, vividness, luminosity. Experience brightness. Experience where in your body there's brightness lighting up. Experience brightness. 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 And now let it go. And sense where you're feeling darkness in your body. Sense the areas where darkness resides. And how this affects you. Just hover in the darkness. Experience darkness. 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 Now let it go. Now you can vacillate between the brightness and the darkness at the same time. Sense in your body where you may be feeling sadness, a feeling of grief or loss, missing something. Experience sadness and see how it affects your body. Let it surface to your body's awareness. Experience of sadness. 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 Now let it go and sense where in your body you may be feeling excitement or radiating hopeful energy or joy. Experience excitement and let it sparkle along your body's awareness. Excitement. Experience of excitement. Excitement. And now vacillate between the sadness and the excitement, seeing how these polarities harmonize into a coexistence within your body. Now, let it all go as we continue on to the sheath of wisdom intelligence. I will now say a series of images, and I would like for you to repeat each one in your mind and visualize it as vividly as possible. Try to experience each image on all levels of awareness. Sensations, emotions, thoughts, and memory associations. A meadow of light. A meadow of light. A white pearl. A white pearl. And the wheels of a bicycle. And the wheels of a bicycle. A shroud of mystery. A shroud of mystery. A baby sleeping. A baby sleeping. A porcelain white plate. A porcelain white plate. A field of spring geraniums. A field of spring geraniums. The scars of war. The scars of war. A sterile hospital light. A sterile hospital light. Soothing cold water in the summer. Soothing cold water in the summer. Hot potatoes from a campfire. Hot potatoes from a campfire. The gifts of darkness. The gifts of darkness. A breath of peace. A breath of peace. A belt of stars in the sky. a belt of stars in the sky. A lunar eclipse. A lunar eclipse. An old man waking up. An old man waking up. A clear crystal glass. A clear crystal glass. Train tracks through the countryside. Train tracks through the countryside. A black velvet curtain. A black velvet curtain. A curtain of darkness in the sky. A curtain of darkness in the sky. See deeply into the dark sky curtain with your mind's eye. Let it be the screen that reflects the workings of your mind. Allow any sensations, feelings, images, or memories to unfold from the darkness as you relate to them from the vantage point of a non-attached witness. Just be here and let your mind unfold into pure being in the safety of the dark. There is nothing to do. Just exist and receive what you need from the limitless bounty of hidden gifts from Hashem here in the space of darkness as your awareness transitions to the sheath of the soul. Where are you in the dark? From this space of deep awareness, shift your gaze inward and upward between your eyes to the center of your head and call in your intention, your kavana or sankalpa that you planted in the beginning. Repeat the same intention 3 times with feeling in the present tense and let it implant throughout your body. I am. Sense how your intention lands on your skin. Your tissues underneath the skin, and the muscles, how it permeates through the blood vessels, and the veins and capillaries, and your organs, and the lungs, the stomach, how it lands into your heart and your brain. How it permeates through your bones and feel it seeping into the marrow inside your bones. Your cells, down to the smallest particles of your constitution. Sense the vibrations of your words hovering a few inches over your body, enveloping your whole being with infinite potential and light. Let your intention absorb into every sheath of your being. And now, as we return back to baseline, reconnect with your breathing. And just follow your breath effortlessly at its own natural pace and rhythm. Scan your body from the top of the head to the tips of the toes. And notice how you're feeling at this time. Sense the surface underneath you and the position of your body. And the gentle pressure of the air on your face. And visualize the room around you and become aware of your surroundings. Taking a moment to integrate this practice, bridging the semi-conscious and the fully conscious states. Make note of anything that you remember, any takeaways or impressions, any resolutions that you want to bring into your day. And now start bringing back some small movements to your fingers and toes, taking your intentions and your impressions with you to keep nurturing them towards further growth. And now slowly return to your whole body. Take all the time you need. sure that you're wide awake, open your eyes. The practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete. Thank you so much for joining me for today's practice and letting me guide you. Sending you lots of light, and may all your wishes and positive intentions grow and come to fruition soon. Until next time.